We are delighted to have in the studio with us this morning for the next half an hour. We will be visiting with the new principal at Marshall County High School, Mrs. Shannon Solomon. Shannon, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Now, the new principal at Marshall County High School, but no stranger to the Marshall County school system, right?
Correct, correct. Yeah. Been here a while.
Yeah, so how many years total?
In Marshall County, 16 years.
Yeah.
16 years.
Yeah.
19 years as an administrator. I was in McCracken County for 3 years as assistant principal at Lone Oak. Then moved on to Central Elementary and was there for 8.5 years. Left there and when Benton and Old South consolidated and built the new building, was there for 6 years.
Yeah.
So I did leave last year and took a job at the Western Kentucky Educational Cooperative, which is a support system. They have regional offices across the state to support school systems. So I was still in education and learned a lot there and loved my year there. But I really did miss being in a school system, being with kids and families. I missed that a lot. So
you mentioned the West Kentucky Educational Cooperative, and I veer off subject just for a moment. Is their office still in Eddyville? Or are they still over there in Eddyville?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes, it's in Eddyville. Do a lot of our trainings there. A lot of their consultants, which that's what I was when I left last year. We travel into school districts, but if we do have trainings on site, it's in Eddyville.
You were the very first principal of the consolidated South Marshall Middle School.
Correct.
So you were there how many years?
6 years.
Yeah, and saw the very first groups of students come through there and go through all of that. That had to be pretty rewarding.
Very rewarding. Loved that. Exciting time just watching that building be built and, you know, state-of-the-art facility. Beautiful. Just excited. Very blessed. It took a whole team, of course, that worked together and to get that building open. But just to see that building process, to see education on the construction side, on the building side of things, getting to pick out what that school is going to look like, because I think that's really important. Make sure our kids have a great place that they're very proud of to go to school. So that was exciting. But again, I had a great team. Mr. Harper was in on that, helping quite a bit with that process. So anyway, we opened up the school and was there 6 years, and it felt like it was about 2 days. It was quick.
And so some of those kids are going to be seeing you again as the new principal at the high school. So that'll be neat.
Yes. The students that started sixth grade when we opened up the school graduated last year. So any kid that went through South that's at the high school now, I had them at South Middle. And then when I left Central, they were a first through fourth grader, they are now a freshman through a senior. So I'm in a unique situation to...
You're going to see a lot of familiar faces.
It is. It's really pretty neat.
And I think that'll be good for you and for the kids, won't it?
I hope so, yes. Yeah. I mean, they know me, so that's very comfortable. We had freshman orientation last night, so it's only been not long ago, you know, a year ago that I had most of those students as seventh graders. I didn't have them as eighth graders, but was there for their sixth and seventh grade year. So they came up to me and spoke. Families, I feel like, are familiar with me, hopefully. So I think that's going to be a plus. And that's what I did miss. I did miss that.
Freshman orientation, you were telling me earlier, about 300 freshmen. And this year is incoming class, so a bunch of wide-eyed kids that probably are a little intimidated coming into the high school setting with just the size of the campus and hoping that they don't get lost trying to make it from one classroom to another.
But, correct, and I'm right there with them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I took it. If they'd asked me a question last night, I'd say, let's go find that together, so because I'm learning as well. So that's kind of a nice connection I can have with those freshmen.
So what made you want to come back and be in that role again as a principal after many years as a principal and then a year away from it?
Well, I knew pretty quickly I was hired in May and to leave and go to the co-op. So it was right at the end of school. Got that opportunity, loved it, loved the people, great people that had served administrative roles. So was able to bring back a lot of things, but I also knew I missed, probably by fall, when school started, I was like, I don't know that I like this, that me not being a part of that. So I just, you know, I moved forward, embraced my new role, and did love that. but knew all along. I began to start searching and soul searching, praying, hey, where do I need to go next? Because I don't know that this is the best fit for me. It's an awesome opportunity, but I don't know that this is where I need to be. So I just sort of let go and thought, well, I'll be put where I'm supposed to be. So here I am. But I did. I really just knew that when things would come up at school and I'd hear about school or go to a ball game, I was like, I really miss being there.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Well, we're glad that you're there. We're glad you're back.
Thank you.
Looking forward to a great new school year with Mrs. Shannon Solomon, our guest this morning, new principal at Marshall County High School. So, first day of school, August the 8th, right?
Correct, August the 8th.
So it's almost here.
It's almost here, yes. Yeah. We've got the rest of this week. We've got our back-to-school night for our sophomores, juniors, and seniors tomorrow night, Thursday night, from 4 to 6:30. So, and that's come and go. We did meet as a group with all the freshmen last night, but the others come and go. They're interested in getting their schedule, see who their teachers are, see who's in their classes, getting their things taken care of. So that is come and go. And then we have a few days with our teachers with some professional development, and then it's on the 8th.
It's all here.
That's right.
That means a lot of activity. In fact, some of the fall sports are already underway. Golf is already participating, and they're playing events. And soon it'll be time for soccer, and then soon it'll be time for volleyball and football and all of that.
Yeah.
Because it all just kind of starts at the same time, doesn't it?
Yes, and everybody's on the campus practicing. It's already busy.
Yeah. You know, I remember something that Mr. Reed Conder told me many years ago. He had been out to the high school campus on a summer day, and the band was practicing, football was practicing, and there were all kind of activities. There were kids all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, this is wonderful. This is the way it ought to be. We've got all of these kids participating and all of these things. So I think about that every time I go out there and the summertime and think about Mr. Conder and how wise that was, you know, that he was talking about all of these kids being involved in these very worthwhile activities.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's how you feel when and during dead period, which is the time, a couple of weeks break that all coaches and players get. And there's no practices, there's no contact. They can enjoy some time off and rest time. It's sort of, you know, it's very calm out there. There's nothing going on, and it is very strange.
Yeah, it is. It is. We need to get to our first break. Shannon Solomon, our guest. She is the new principal at Marshall County High School. We're very excited to have her here this morning, and we'll be back in just a moment.